what kind of thoughts have you had so far about how you shift gears to work in a small town environment versus an urban environment?
The issues that I've encountered so far in Moab, I'll be honest with you, reflect very closely the issues that we had in Salt Lake City. They're on a different scale, but the day-to-day functionality is in large part very similar.
You're coming in to a situation that had some degree of scandal and controversy.
How many people view the Moab Police Department as problematic, corrupt, whatever term you want to use? That's a real question. Is it the vast majority of the community, or is it a subset? There has to be a real global revision, and this includes things like as simplistic as alarm response, traffic accident response, all the way up to use of force reporting. It really covers the whole gambit. I think a comprehensive review and revision has to take place. It's hard to recruit people to come here because there's a shortage of housing and the costs, and it's a predominantly a tourist economy here and so on. But most importantly, you have to ensure that the probationary period, you're monitoring and ensuring that that individual is a fit here in our community. So even though we hire them, if they don't fit, we will terminate them if they don't meet our needs and expectations.
Any thoughts so far on how you can get the people you want in the face of these housing problems?
Look for individuals that love the lifestyle here, and I think we need to promote what the lifestyle is, and more importantly, assist individuals as they come into town in finding housing. That's what occurred with me. People were very gracious and, you know, assisted me in navigating what is an unusual housing market. It's very important to hire individuals that don't come directly out of college, but maybe have been in the workforce for several years, or an individual who, a different age group, etc. It has to reflect, the community. And certainly, females in law enforcement are extremely valuable, and we're going to do all that we can to ensure that our force, reflects, I would hope, the demographic of the world, which is kind of a 50-50 proposition. If there's any females listening to this, I hope they would apply for the Moab Police Department.
What about body and dash cams?
Mm-hmm. What's the right time to turn the thing on? What should be the policy implications if an officer, fails to turn it on? These are real questions that I'm still looking at for this department, and I'm sure other agency administrators are wrestling nationwide with.
What's the status of taser use in the force here?
They're not, to be used willy-nilly, but I've been in situations with young people armed with knives, and we've been able to resolve that with a taser. And, as a police officer, that not only did I feel that was beneficial for that, the suspect, but that would have been one of the worst things in my life to ever have to, engage in deadly force with a youngster.
Can you tell us a little about the mental health unit? That's been a big issue a lot in police missteps in dealing with mental health subjects.
So in law enforcement, we've had to evolve and change because more and more, for a variety of sociological reasons, we are encountering many, many more people that have very legitimate and significant mental health concerns. I mean, that's just the way it is, and I think every citizen knows that. It's manifested in the indigent and homeless population, and it's certainly manifested in a lot of other areas. The frequency of autism and a variety of other issues are very prevalent. So officers, therefore, have to be capable of identifying and addressing these various issues. And it is complicated. The best resource, in my opinion, for frontline officers is the CIT program, the Crisis Intervention Team Training. It's a curriculum that is provided nationwide, and it at least gives an officer a fundamental understanding of identifying what is a mental health issue rather than an aggression or a hostile reaction.